The Daily Dilemma on Beat.
Okay, one more left if you want to get one into us this week. WhatsApp 085-102-9103. Stop. Hey guys, I'm livid with my fiancé over something and I wanted to know what you make of it. We are invited to his niece's christening the weekend after next. The little baby is also his godchild. He came home last night and I asked him if he had accommodation sorted for us on the day of the christening as it's in Carlow, and he said he will look after it for me. He went on to say he had actually got his dates mixed up, but that he had actually booked a lad's golf weekend in Portugal the other night, so he's missing his godchild's christening. I went crazy at him and he said the child is 6 months old and won't even know if he's there or not, so I should calm down. He said I will be there to represent us both, so what's the big deal? He said he's not telling his sister until next week so she can have less time to freak out and then he'll just be gone. I told him I was writing to ye because I want to know what your listeners think. Is this totally selfish behaviour? Discuss. Whoa, that's a stinker. Oh no, Killian,
I mean, like, you just don't have to go. Like, it's not your family. If I was in that position, if I had a girlfriend and they were like, oh, we have my niece's christening on, whatever, you may go. And then if they turned around and was like, oh, well, I'm not going to be there, but you should be there to represent the family, I'd be like, no, good luck, see you later. That's your problem, not mine.
But that's not the question that she's asked. The question is this totally selfish behaviour? Like, has he, like, any kind of a comeback for booking a holiday?
But he got the dates mixed up, so it's like, there's not no excuse. Like,
so you would go?
To the holiday, if I booked it and I paid money for it, yeah.
You'd miss your godchild's christening. You would not if it was baby Theo, your brother's baby. You would not.
Different.
No, it's that's not.
Different.
No, it's
Theo is the cutest ever.
No. That's not the point is that he has chosen to go away with the lads. Yeah, he made a mistake. Fine. Like, try and get your money back or do whatever you have to do to make it right. But do the right thing. Like, I can understand why she's fuming with him. I can understand.
Yeah, it's a holiday over Christmas.
Ah, Killian, please. Now, come on. I mean, it's a family event. Like, to turn around so flippantly and say,
oh, he's a total arsehole for doing that, as in to his sister or whatever, and he's the godfather. But I don't see why your one is all in a strop. Just don't go.
She's in a strop because she's saying, like, am I going mad here? Because he's just so dismissive of it.
And is she expected then to go?
Well, he's saying that she will represent them. So he's not going to be there.
Now, if the shoe was on the other foot and he had to do that for her family, would he be willing
exactly.
to do that? I'd be reversing the roles now in that situation.
I think the answer to your question, emailer, is that it is really selfish. And I actually think it's quite telling of somebody that would... like, decide to choose himself over something that is...
Ah, but devil advocate here now for the guy, because as you're getting older, the time with the boys, you know, slips away
no,
when children come
not.
Out.
No, you do not. You please. That, you know...
It does.
Killian.
I haven't seen Oren in ages and he's engaged now.
This is a family day out and he is the baby's godfather. He was chosen by the parents to be there. And like, you...
They should have chose more wisely, so.
Well, actually, because you'd want a much better excuse than to miss something that was that important to your family. I think it's mad and I do think it's really unaware of what is going on for other people to think that you can just so flippantly turn around and go, ah, you go, it'll be grand. You can represent. I'll book the accommodation for you. I'll be off with the lads. Nah. That's not, nah. What are you talking about? Plenty of time for the lads. Like, you get opportunities to show up for people in life and he is choosing the wrong. He's choosing the lads over his family. I don't agree at all. I have to say, this is the only one that's kind of been in a similar situation. I will keep this anonymous. I've been in this dilemma. Had to learn the hard way that being selfish is unfortunately the best thing. I'm the godfather of my brother's baby. I flew to Ireland for the christening. It was pretty costly and took a lot of time. And my brother hasn't taken one day out of the last 3 years to make space for me. And he basically just said, my relationship with my brother is good, but I wouldn't do it again. That sounds like it's pretty raw and like, you know, that was a very tough situation that you were
deep.
In. Yeah, yeah.
Ailish says his actions and reaction would make me walk away from him full stop. He expects her to deal with the fallout and the dust to be settled on the issue when he returns. He's not just an attendee at the christening. Killian, he's supposed to be a godfather, a role he agreed to. Personally, the wedding would be off too and the relationship would be over.
Ooh, that's fair. Like, I have to say, you don't choose a godparent lightly. Do you know what I mean? When you are choosing somebody to be in your child's life, that is a big responsibility.
Big commitment, yeah.
James said, on the dilemma, if he can't go to the christening, she doesn't have to go. Don't know why she cares. Seems to be just a reason to get on to him. His family, his godchild, his choice. Nothing to do with the girlfriend. Well, I don't agree with that, James, because he's now putting her in the position where she also has to decide whether to go or not.
Yeah, but sure, just don't go. It's not
life is not that simple.
Annie says, how can he be a godfather if he doesn't show up to the christening, which makes him a godfather? We don't know.
Okay, let us chat to Samantha. Samantha, are you there?
I am.
Okay. You're mad at this?
Very mad at it.
Okay. What are your thoughts? What did you make of it when you heard it?
First of all, he's an idiot. You don't choose godparents lightly. Like, I have two boys myself and their godparents are absolutely amazing. If anything ever happened to me, I know that they're safe and they have someone who will look out for them. So for him being chosen to be that child's godfather, like, and then him wanting to skip it is just, it's mental.
And what, like, so the girl that emailed us really wants to know, is he selfish? And I suppose, what does she do 100%. Now? Because this, to me, like, and a lot of people are saying, this is a bit of a red flag in terms of the relationship as a whole.
Yeah, I agree.
So what does she do?
I think she should tell him where to go and put her foot down.
Yeah.
Ah, but that's a bit harsh. If the poor old fella just got his dates mixed up, like, it can easily happen. It happens to me the whole time. I forgot I was going camping this weekend with friends.
But you don't choose a lad's holiday over you being a godparent to your niece, like.
Yeah. In fairness, you'd think he'd have the cop on to say, I'll give a refund.
And even if he did make a mistake, which is perfectly normal and human, we've all been
happens there. Happens me every day.
You just say, suck it up, you step up and you do the right thing. And that is what he is not doing here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Samantha, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning and have a great day. All right.
Thank you. Can I just say hi to the girls in Crosstown Service Station?
It's my parents.
We listen every day.
Oh, that's my parents' local. Yeah. Good morning to the girls.
Morning, girls.
Happy Wednesday. Thanks, Samantha. See
Thanks,
you later.
Thanks, Samantha. Bye. We'll just wrap up on one voice note here, and this comes in from Mags.
Hey, guys. Just for the dilemma, I tell the sister. And give her a chance, if he's not going to go, to find somebody that's willing to make the effort for the child. Being a godparent is very important. And yeah, I'd let the sister know and let her be aware of what's going on so that she could pick somebody else. Because as a godparent, you have to stand with them while they're being baptised and everything. It's not just a matter of turning up. So yeah, I'd let the sister know.
Oh, thank you so much for that. I will finish with Lisa said, selfish man, red flags all over him. Killian, go away. You're lovely. You wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't.
And I know you wouldn't.
I wouldn't
if
do that.
If that was baby Theo, you would
I'd be straight there.
First in the church.